Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Yes, and we are live at the Texas Children's Houston Open. It is what a lovely day.
Golly, it's great.
It's beautiful. There's a lot of beautiful people out here. They are making the rounds. There's a lot of stars out here. J-Lo's here. He's already barking orders for waters and stuff like that. So he's got his country club attitude going on, and it's only appropriate.
Yeah, the Houston and, Open. And you're coming out in typical fashion. I said, do we have water? Is what I said, and that's all of a sudden we have water, so I didn't ask for anything.
Yeah,
said,
but do we have water is the same as go get me some water.
said,
Let's be serious.
I said, do we
you
have
know there's
waters?
Water somewhere. Do we have waters? You have eyes. You know whether we had waters or not.
I did not. It's a big tent.
Well, I mean, it's not that big. Kind of since the moment. I'm also surprised you're not in the golf spikes, my friend.
I'm not in the golf. I'm not that guy. I don't do that. I'm in my slip-ons here, man.
Yeah, we got a lot of people making their way up here. There's some activity going on the course. I guess the number one golfer in the world is here.
That would be Scottie Scheffler.
Yes, he is.
Tony Finau is here. Gary Woodland is here. Really good group.
Never heard of those last two.
You haven't heard of them, huh?
Uh-uh.
Luke List.
Never heard of him.
Will Zalatoris.
Heard of him.
Yeah, because I gave you the lowdown on him before he became famous.
Yeah, didn't know those other two, though.
I love golf. God, yeah. I love golf. I really do.
Do you?
I really love. You know that. I watch golf usually on Sundays. I don't mess around with the Friday, Saturday stuff if it's not in Houston. But I just love this game, and it's fun to be around. And what weather? If you're thinking about something to do on a Friday, I don't work for Texas Children's or the Houston Open. But man, get out here! It's gorgeous.
There's a lot of people already are already on the beer. I walked in, so there's some 9 a.m. beer drinkers.
Can I share a text with you?
You can share a text with me. Go ahead.
I'll share a text with you from one Tyler Milner.
Okay.
One Tyler Milner said, I'm going to be out there with my brother at 7 a.m. I'll come by. I'll probably be, let's just say,
drunk. Okay. Well, text T-Mill back and tell him to bring us a couple brews over here.
Okay.
Get us some golf beers.
Yeah.
So T-Mill getting up at 7, huh?
Yeah.
How about that?
Hey, how about speaking of, I don't work at Texas Children's Hospital. My daughter does.
Yeah, she does. And
I gotta
bring this up at 10:35. I gotta bring this up at 10:35. But go ahead, get this out. I don't know what to think of this.
I'm telling you, man, this is a huge, huge honor.
Is it?
So my daughter has been volunteering. She's here today. She's probably going to come by after her shift at 1 o'clock too. She's volunteering over by the 4th and 18th, I think, 18th fairway, something like that.
Yeah.
Volunteer of the day yesterday.
Yeah.
She got volunteer of the day.
Yeah.
All the volunteers out here.
Don't know if I'd brag about that.
Volunteer of the day.
I don't know. That probably means she's just the most annoying.
No.
If being honest. Like, I'm not trying to judge too much, but volunteer of the day, that just means she's either the biggest butt kisser or the most annoying and most loud.
Or most helpful, have you considered that?
I don't know, man. Of all the things she's done, she's saved a life this year. She saves lives for a living. I don't know if we need to be bragging about volunteer for the day.
You might want to consider that it was voted on by her peers. By everybody who was volunteering there, and maybe she just does a hell of a good job.
I don't know about this one. I don't know about this.
You've seen a good volunteer. Remember the Super Bowl, the lady at the coffee when as we're going in?
Yeah.
That woman should have gotten Volunteer of the Week. You remember that?
Yeah, but I don't know, man. I don't know.
Like, so people are walking by my daughter's.
I got to know who was in the running.
So people are. Well, she's going to come by. We can ask her.
Yeah, I got to know who was in the running for this award.
People were going by my daughter saying, that girl is doing a hell of a good job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know about
so
this.
They made her Volunteer of the Day.
All the accomplishments.
How about that?
Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you here on Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610. Aaron keeping us on the air as well. We're live at the Houston Open. A lot of folks coming through.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
My man right there, rocking the jeans on the course.
That's all right.
Yeah, it's.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's
I
all
guess.
Right.
Is
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Is it?
Sure.
You sure?
I mean, I wouldn't, but it's all
yeah,
right.
I don't
it's
know.
Not
I
like
don't,
sticking
don't,
out like a sore thumb.
I don't know about that.
It's better man. Than golf spikes.
Yeah, but I mean, what is that really saying? You know, kind of got my. My golf voice on right
Crowd's
now.
Crowd's rolling in.
Yeah,
the golfers are on the course.
Yeah, there's a lot of guys. There's another. There's some more.
Yeah.
There's some more jeans.
Some more jeans.
Yeah, we're getting. We're
Figgy, the golfers are on the course.
The blue jean.
Some golfers are on the course.
The blue jeans are coming through. I don't know about these guys. You need to hide them.
You didn't hide the jeans?
Yeah.
That guy looks like a cowboy, though, man. That's all. That's his whole wardrobe.
Yeah, but, I mean, you're on a course. But
he doesn't have anything
khakis.
Else.
Go get you some khakis.
Look, he's got all the stains on him from, like, working on the ranch and stuff. That guy's
yeah,
a cowboy right
yeah.
there.
Yeah. I don't know, man.
Yeah.
Jeans on a golf course.
Yeah.
I just don't think you can do that, man.
Yeah.
I don't know about all that. Little concerning.
No, man. It's good. It's all good.
It is Friday. So, yesterday... March Madness. We had
I'm
Chunk.
Done. I'm done.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, me too.
I'm done.
We had 12 out of 16. It was Chalk in the Sweet 16. 12 out of the 16, top four seeds. And then yesterday, Chalk these nuts because
yep.
there's 3 out of 4 upsets.
Mm-hmm.
Carolina, done.
Yep.
Arizona,
yep.
done. And I got to confess this,
mm-hmm.
and I don't think I'm alone. But I'm just going to be honest with the audience. The next whole UConn game I watch will be the first full
they
UConn game I
people.
Watch. And that's the thing.
Yeah.
Like, there's been unpredictability in this tournament. And the only constant is whether it's because it's a better matchup or whether it's because it's a closer game. Every time I look up on that top right of the screen where the scores
yeah.
are, it's just a complete assing, and UConn is just whooping up on somebody.
Let's play a little game here.
Is that? I mean, can anyone mess with them?
I was thinking about this yesterday.
Because, again, I haven't watched them because they haven't played
well,
close games.
Well, I
started
games. To watch them. But I was thinking about this yesterday as I was watching the games. All right, so this is the Sweet 16, and they win by 30.
Yes.
If right now, sight unseen, sight unseen, you don't know who they're playing.
I don't know.
You don't know anything about their opponent. Could be U of H, could be anybody. If I set the over-under in the championship game with UConn playing at 19.5, would you take the over or the under?
I would take the under just because at some point it's got to happen, right? I mean, I just don't know. I don't know. I don't know about them. I just know that they're beating everybody badly. Because regionally they haven't been the game of interest.
Yeah.
And there's been some good games. There's been some unpredictability. But what are we doing here, UConn?
I'd take the over. Championship game, sight unseen. Even U of H.
And the craziest thing about them is that, you know, usually whenever you talk about long-term success in college sports, you can be like, okay, Nick Saban at Alabama, it was damn near, I don't know, a decade and a half. Coach Krzyzewski at Duke. Good job, Dean Smith, Tom, like all these guys. Dude, UConn's been winning championships since the 90s,
yeah.
and it's been 3 different coaches.
Yeah, but Hurley's got it going on. Big
yeah,
time.
But I'm just saying they won with Calhoun, they won with Kevin Ollie. Like
yeah.
it's 3 different coaches. They just keep it going.
Yeah, what is this going to be, 5 if they win it? 6? Something like that?
It's just beatdowns, man.
Yeah.
Beatdowns. Shout out to all the U of H folk. Going up 45 right now, listening to us on 610. I think you can get it about to Madisonville, and then you turn on that Odyssey app. You're going up 45. You're going to go watch the Cougs at the American Airlines Center. Recommendation from me, there's a bar on the concourse at the AAC, just opened. It's pretty good, but – I will say, I would probably advise you, instead of going to Hero Bar, there's a Hooters on the West End, which is a few blocks there. It's actually a pretty good Hooters. They got the good beer. So just go to the Hooters, park on the West End, walk over, and then go to the AAC, because Hero Bar will get you for probably $12 beers
right
now.
Yeah.
You're going to be paying stadium price. Go to the Hooters. If you're going to watch the Cougs, go to the Hooters in the West End, get some brews, walk over.
Yeah.
Tell them I sent you. I've been there a few times.
I bet you have. And if you're driving right now and we're getting in close to lunchtime, once you get to Centerville, you want to get off and go to Woody's.
On the right or the left?
So, yeah, but the right is the better one.
The right is the better one. The barbecue you can avoid, but they got full cheesecakes. You can get a full cheesecake for $20.
Well, here's the hack.
$20.
Here's the hack on the barbecue. Their sliced brisket is not as good as their chopped barbecue.
There you go.
Chopped barbecue, because it has the sauce already on it. It's a lot better. So get yourself a chopped barbecue sandwich. Send me a picture.
That's
the hack there.
Yeah, this is the thing here. Like, everyone wants to go to Bucky's.
Go to Woody's.
Go a little bit past, right there on the right.
Yeah.
Woody's. It's going to be on your right and your left. They got the best kolaches. Mm-hmm. They got the treats. They got all that. So if you're going up 45, that's the move.
Yes.
Woody's. Team Woody's.
That's exactly right.
And there's not a bunch of people standing around.
Who said it was
Landry.
Over?
Landry
yeah,
did.
It is overrated, Jeff Van Gundy. It is overrated. A bunch of people sitting there looking at frozen cheese like it's an extinct gorilla at the zoo or something like that at Bucky's.
Well, there's no such thing as an extinct gorilla at the zoo.
I walk into Bucky's.
But you're on a roll.
Nearly extinct.
Yeah, that gorilla would be dead.
Nearly extinct.
Okay.
Goodness gracious.
Like
okay?
An extinct gorilla at the zoo.
A nearly extinct.
In other words, a corpse. In other words.
You walk into Bucky's, like, it's cool. Oh, wow. An airport souvenir shop that's the size of...
I like Bucky's, man.
Come on, brother.
I like Bucky's.
It's okay, but come on, man.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you got a chopped beef sandwich. Thanks.
Who
the hell wants a chopped beef sandwich in a gas station?
Yeah, I will say...
Although their chopped turkey goes in.
I don't know if I've ever had their chopped
with the
turkey.
Pickles and the barbecue. Although, that inflation got it. used to be $4.99 post-2020. The turkey sandwich at Bucky's is now $7.99, dude.
Oh,
it was $5. Thanks, COVID.
Shout out to COVID. How about a shout out to COVID? Yeah, and the extinct gorillas at the zoo.
But you walk into Bucky's when you're going up 45. You walk up. You see people six rows deep.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, my God. There must be there must be some sort of like elephant or giraffe or something that they're looking at. What are we looking at? You get six rows deep. It's the soda fountain.
Yeah, of course it is.
What are we doing?
Yeah.
It's just a normal soda fountain.
I like Bucky's. You
come on,
Bucky's.
Brother.
You leave Bucky's alone.
Come on, brother.
I don't like the lines at Bucky's.
What would Bucky's be if you got rid of the damn airport souvenir shop?
Well, their food's
come
good.
On, man.
Their food's good.
Okay, it's okay.
Yeah.
But we're waiting, okay?
Yeah.
We're having to wait.
Parfaits.
They got the number. Yeah, everyone has that. They have that at Woody's.
They do have that at Woody's.
Woody's has it right in the middle, and it's efficient.
Yeah.
And you get right out. You go right in. They got the country folk right there.
Yeah. Clean bathrooms.
Yeah. And Bucky's is also trying to flex on you, too.
Every time
you walk out to Bucky's, this is where they got to stick the middle finger up to you.
What's that?
You're walking out, and all of a sudden it has, like, everybody's salary up there.
Oh, yeah.
$20 an hour for the cashier.
With full insurance.
$18 here. Full benefits. Like, they're just flexing on folks.
We're so bad at
it. Man, I don't need y'all salaries. Are y'all giving us that information?
We can give you full insurance.
Come on, man.
$25 an hour.
You got people sitting there at the gas station pump.
Yeah.
Chilling. the whole family's just going crazy. The restrooms, though, I don't know how they keep them so good, though.
The restrooms, and here's the other thing I like about Bucky's a lot. You go through that line like nothing. Like
they're efficient. I'll give them that.
They're
in and out Chick-fil-A efficient with the lines. I'll give them that.
Yeah, you can have three people in front of you, and it takes 10 seconds.
Yeah, I'll give them that.
They just go.
But can we at least got to agree on something? Because I think we're somewhere in between when it comes to Bucky's. There's people who are obsessed with it, and then there's people like me who are like, I'm going to Woody's instead. Can we at least agree on one thing?
What's that?
Beaver nuggets suck.
I don't like beaver nuggets.
What is that? Of all the things to advertise,
it's just
beaver
great
nuggets,
marketing,
dude. It's sugar.
It's great. It's just great marketing.
It's just sugar.
The entire beaver is great marketing. I mean, whoever came up with that, I think the guy that started it is an Aggie. He started.
You sure?
Yeah, because the very first Buc-ee's, I was working in Clute, Texas.
I feel like you always say the guy's an Aggie.
No, he is. Look it up. I was working in Clute, Texas. Clute, Texas.
Okay.
Down by Surfside at the Brazos Port Facts. I was doing an internship in 1982 or 3.
Damn.
And they had one place called Buc-ee's in Lake Jackson.
Yeah, it started in LJ.
In Lake, they had one place called Buc-ee's, and it was an Aggie that started it.
Okay.
And then all of a sudden, here we are. Jeff Van Gundy's giving him love on national television. All this. But going to Dallas? Woody's.
Yeah. Right off there. Yeah. And then just exit right there on Field Street.
Mm-hmm.
Go under. Go to the Hooters. So just exit Field, stay right. You're going to U-turn. You're going to go past. You're going to go past there, and you're going to U-turn. Go to Hooters, and then walk to the game. Trust me. West End. And it's easier to get out, too.
Yes.
Trust me. Yes. Trust me. Hooters. Don't let them get you at that. At that place in the concourse. Don't let them get you.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Last thing before we get to Astros and Texans and all kinds of stuff that's happening today.
Oh, what?
Texans, man, they had a new contract restructure.
Oh, wow.
Big one. Before we get to that, if you are coming out here, you're going to see some wild golf.
We're at the Houston Open, by the way.
If you like to see professional golfers struggling, having to make tough shots, et cetera, the wind's going to be 25 miles an hour this afternoon. It's already blowing pretty good here. So we're going to see some shots, man. We're going to see some wild stuff.
Why are golf fans such haters?
They're not haters.
They like to see the guys struggle. It's kind of
–
Why are y'all such haters?
I like to see the challenge.
Y'all just like to see
– like a guy hits a tee shot into the right behind a tree. Well, how's he going to handle that? That, to me, is awesome.
Yeah, y'all are some haters, man.
No, not haters. Fans. For sure. Golf fans.
Golf fans.
Yeah.
All right. It is 10-16 here on In the Loop Sports Radio 610. We're live out here. At the Houston Open, we've got to address some things at 10:35. Did my coworkers take it too far?
Wow.
Two guys that I work with that I like, did they take it too far?
Am I one of them?
Yes, you are.
Of course, I am.
Yes, you are. did John Lopez take it too far? I think it's possible, man.
Nah, man.
That perhaps he took it too far. Now, Sean Pendergast.
Speaking of haters,
Sean Pendergast.
Yeah. How was that concert last night?
He definitely took it too far. Wait, he went to a concert?
Yeah, Billy Joel.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Billy Joel still performing?
Billy Joel.
Wow.
His 100th concert at Madison Square Garden.
Man.
I saw that. That's crazy.
Wow. So he's been there 100 times.
Mm-hmm.
Who'd he open for?
That's good. I like that. I like that.
That's going to be my new go-to. From now on, when someone says they went to a concert, I'm going to say who they opened for, no matter who it is.
I got to give you credit on that one. Who do you open for? Billy Joel.
Coming up, let's play a little game. And I can already see it on the text line. I get it. It's baseball. It's a long season.
Is it early?
It's 162. I want to play a little game.
Mm-hmm.
In the spirit of what we saw yesterday. Coming up next, the first 2024 edition of
mm-hmm.
It's Early, But next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.